Second scripture lesson is from the Epistle of Philippians, our last week with Philippians. Next week, we'll move into a different epistle. This is Philippians 4, verses 1 through 9. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, stand firm in the Lord in this way, my beloved. I urge Euodia and I urge Synecdoche to be of the same mind in the Lord. Yes, and I ask you also, my loyal companion, help these women, for they have struggled beside me in the work of the gospel, together with Clement and the rest of my co-workers, whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything. But in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, beloved, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, and if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Keep on doing the things you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, and the God of peace will be with you. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please pray with me. Almighty God, we give you thanks and praise for this day. And I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts would be pleasing to you, our rock and redeemer. Amen. I love this passage from Philippians because it's basically simple. It's kind of simple advice. Right out of the gate, Paul explains his point. I do love it when Paul gets right to the point. He starts out, stand firm in the Lord, my beloved. It's simple advice to stand firm in the Lord. Last week, we talked about how in our lives of faith, we press on towards a goal of knowing Jesus even more intimately than we do in this moment. That is the goal in our life of faith. We press on towards this goal so that we can live lives worthy of the gospel, loving God and loving our neighbor as we love ourselves. Today, Paul continues his advice to the Philippians. This is simple advice for how we might press on, to rejoice, request, relax, and repeat. And actually, it's a pretty good model for prayer. Imagine putting these four things into a prayer as you're building a prayer. You start with joy. Rejoice in the Lord always, Paul says. Again, I say rejoice. That's how important it is to Paul that he has to say it twice. Because I'm a word nerd, I looked up the word rejoice. And it basically comes from an old French word, the re meaning expressing intensive force, and joyce from a word that means joy. So it is to cause intensive joy, to rejoice. And then request. Paul moves right into the second thing, which is to request, to ask God the desires of our hearts. Don't worry about anything. Paul says from the message, don't fret or worry. Instead of worrying, pray. Let petitions and praises shape your worries into prayers, letting God know your concerns. Share your joy, express your concerns, and then rest. That's the third thing, to rest. Paul says the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will be with you. Paul says, guard your hearts and your mind with Christ. It's a good model for prayer, to start with joy, to express your concerns, to seek God's peace, and then to expect to do it again. Simple prayers are wonderful things. That's why I love how simple Paul's message is this morning. To keep it simple. Y'all know I love simple. Rejoice in the Lord. Share your concerns and rest in God. Then do it again. Last week, I attended the third of a 3-week conference on the subject of stewardship, which is perfect for this season in the church's life. As you know, in the fall, we typically work on putting budget together and looking forward to the upcoming year. It's partnered with that request for thoughtful and generous giving for the next year, and we are still doing that. But I also want it to be clear for us that stewardship is more than just us asking for money. It's more than just wanting to be able to pay staff or keep lights on, though both of those things and more are important. So to tell you more about how we, as Faith Presbyterian Church, rejoice, request, and rest in the Lord, we have our stewardship committee, who put together a video with some enlisted help this morning to give you our message. This message is for you, Faith Church. A simple thank you from your church leaders. Check it out.
Greetings and salutations from the official Stewardship Committee Underground Bunker of Faith Church. I'm Chuck Waters, and I'm pleased to be joined with my fellow elders to come to you via the miracle of technology and the spirit of resiliency. Let's cut to the chase. This has been a wild ride. We have gone from church seasons of Advent, Christmas, and Lent to seasons of uncertainty and doubt for the new normal. However, this is not a message of despair. Quite the contrary, this is a message of thanksgiving. I am personally grateful for the support of every member of Faith Church during these times. It would have been easy for everyone to throw up their hands and retreat. Instead, what I saw was an intentional effort by all of us to do our part, however large or small. As we transition into the fall stewardship campaign, our theme is community building community. Hebrews 10, 24 and 25 reminds us to stir each other to love and good works, to meet together and to encourage each other with the grace of God. That grace has led us this far and will not abandon us as we move forward. I'm thankful for all your support, and I celebrate your decision to follow our Lord going forward with a renewed determination. Each of your elders has a similar story of gratitude that they will now share with you.
Good morning, Faith Presbyterian Church, and all visitors to this virtual worship service on a Sunday morning. My name is Jack Decker. I am the mission elder here at Faith Church. I hope this video finds you healthy and that you have the opportunity to meet with your family, with your friends, and with any brothers and sisters at Faith Presbyterian Church on a regular basis to uplift your spirits during these unprecedented times. I'd like to take this time to thank you. Thank you for your continued support to our mission committee. The mission committee strives to support world, national, and local ministries to uplift those in the most need. I'd like to briefly just go through some of those ministries as a reminder. We continue to support our presbytery, PCUSA, Lehigh Conference of Churches, the Theological Education Fund. Our partners in Kenya continue to send their greetings, and they thank you for our continued support. Work Camp, although it did not happen this year, we are in contact with group, and Dan is looking forward to a camp next summer. So we continue, and we pray for that to happen. Our local support continues to be strong. Some of those ministries today continue. And we have many people in our church who are leading those ministry teams, and we want to thank them. Those include Daybreak, Groceries Plus, our Faith Feeds Garden. Although it was very limited on a variety of our vegetables, we happened to give 30 dozen ears of corn this year to our local food bank. And we want to thank the team of the Seams and their team for doing that. The Emmaus Rotary Club, who continues to feed families in need. East Penn Neighbors Helping Neighbors. The East Penn Angel Network, within our school district. The Red Cross for hurricane relief in Louisiana. The Allentown Warming Station, Westminster Village, Kirkwood Camp, and these are only a few. 2020 is not yet completed, and the Mission Committee will continue to creatively find ways to serve. Lastly, I want to thank you for your continued support with our special offerings. I'm continued to be impressed at Faith Presbyterian Church with our willingness to support our special offerings. Peacemaking is our next offering, so keep your eyes and your ears open for that opportunity to support and to give. Although COVID has altered what we now call normal, it can never stop our calling to minister in ways that are small or ways that are a little bigger. I pray that we can keep our spirits uplifted, even though we are not meeting in the flesh. I can assure you that the Mission Committee is continuing to seek ways to serve, and we continue to pray for each of you. So until we meet again, until we meet in the flesh, thank you, and God bless you.
Hello, I'm Jim Robinson, the chairman of the new Celebration Fund Committee. We're just getting started. We've had a couple of meetings already this summer. We have 8 people on the committee, and we're anxious to revitalize the Celebration Fund and your interest. If you have any questions for me, please give me a call. I will be glad to keep you informed with what's going on and answer your questions as we get started. Thank you. Have a great week.
Hi, Bruce Luff here. I am the elder chair of our Administration and Finance Committee. Our committee's role is to oversee the day-to-day function of our church business operation and to coordinate the annual budget preparation. I just want to take this opportunity to give my thanks to our amazing congregation for all the support. As we begin our budget preparation for 2021, I feel confident that we will continue to move forward with the many programs that you have heard about, or will hear about, from the other elder representatives of our other committees. Now, while our budget always has some amount of uncertainty with respect to revenue and expenses, you probably have noticed that at times we will move forward without a balanced budget. In fact, in the past few years, we have approved a deficit budget. However, by the end of those years, we have either finished with a deficit that had been greatly reduced, or, as in the case of last year, we finished with a surplus. This only happens because of everyone's commitment and dedication. So let me just say thank you again to everyone in our congregation for all that you do. Take care.
During a time when we've been challenged to be a community, our church has really stepped up. We have adapted, we've worked together, all while showing grace, generosity, and understanding. I'm very thankful for the resources of our church, resources that have paid for an upgrade to our website, as well as other technical needs. All of this helps our incredible volunteers and staff clearly communicate worship and activities to our mostly remote audience. So thank you very much to all that have donated treasure as well as your talents during this time.
Hi, as chair of our Buildings and Grounds Committee, I want to personally thank you for your time, talent, and financial support you have provided to our church. Your support has enabled us to keep our church, our facilities, and our grounds in outstanding condition and in wonderful shape for many years to come. From our HVAC systems, to our fire safety systems, to our roofs, to our snow clearing, to our grass cutting, to cleaning, to all tasks in between for all our buildings and grounds needs, your support has made all of this happen. We could not have done it without your support, and we thank you very much. Thanks to the Buildings and Grounds Committee for your help and educating me along the way. I could not have done it without you. Thanks once again, and thanks for your support.
Good morning. I'm Sally Heimbach, nominating committee chair. I am very thankful for the talent folks are willing to share. I am very thankful for the time folks are willing to give. I am very thankful for the folks who serve on committees. I am very thankful for the folks who are deacons. I am very thankful for the folks who are elders, and I would be extremely thankful if the nominating committee could fill the two remaining elder positions for 2021. Thank you.
Good morning. On behalf of the Fellowship Committee, I thank you for supporting our fellowship initiatives at Faith Presbyterian Church. 2020 has been a challenging year for our church. The Fellowship Committee has focused on adapting to the challenges presented by COVID-19. Your continued commitment to giving your time, talent, and finances have allowed us to move forward in these challenging times. Your words of encouragement and prayers are also sincerely appreciated. We hope that you have been able to attend some of our virtual and socially distanced events, including weekly Zoom fellowship, reading group, evenings on the lawn, and church picnic. Moving forward, we are planning for a COVID-safe Advent kickoff and will resume fellowship hour and monthly fellowship lunches when it is safe to do so. Please continue to support and pray for our church, pastor, church staff, elders, deacons, and volunteers. Thank you.
As membership chair, I feel like I help lead others into our community. I get to observe you and your actions within the church, and I'm so thankful for what you do for our church as well as our community. And
good morning. On behalf of our worship committee, Dick Farmer, Luana Graber, Brian Snyder, Amy Waters, and myself, we'd like to thank you all for your continued support in the midst of these incredibly trying times. As a result of previous planning and the talents of Dapper Dan Hemberger, we've been blessed to be able to offer a variety of worship experiences. We're so grateful for Pastor Becky and Brian and their ability to adapt beautifully to change, and for our choir members, as well as our bell choir and other participants, such as those who have shared recorded music or readings, or served as audiovisual techs or ushers or worship assistants. You have all contributed immeasurably to the quality of our worship time together. So whether you've joined us for outdoor worship or in sanctuary worship, or even joined in virtually, please know that it is through your support that we are able to strengthen our ties in faith. And we thank you.
Hi, I'm Kathy Wiese, the elder representing discipleship. Proverbs 22 verse 6 reminds us, "Train a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it." Through Sunday school, youth group, confirmation, work camp, and many other activities, discipleship works to teach our kids and youth about God while providing opportunities for growth, mentorship, friendship, and fun. We hope these gifts will stay with them for a lifetime. As you know, discipleship also sponsors many programs for adults, including Sunday school, DOC, Women's Fellowship, and WOW. There's no age limit for learning. Of course, this year we're missing seeing each other in person as much as we would like, and some programs are on hold. However, we're still finding ways to stay connected. Thank you very much for your continued support of the Discipleship Committee and all of our efforts.
Again, thank you for all you do. As a reminder, pledge cards will be mailed on October 16th, and Pledge Sunday is October 25th. Peace to you all.
And I am thankful for each of our elders who give so much of their time and talent and treasures to our church. I mentioned that I was at a virtual stewardship conference last week, and one of the speakers was Reverend Bruce Reyes Chow, who is a former moderator of the PCUSA, now a pastor in Palo Alto, California. Pastor Bruce talked about how we hold in tension where we've been before as a church in our story and where we have to go next. God calls us one way or the other towards where we've been, towards a holding pattern, or towards something new. Because we learn sometimes that what we were doing wasn't working. But the thing that Pastor Bruce said that stuck with me, that struck me the hardest last week, was this thing of being filled with a kind of loving truth that can only be God-filled. And he said at some point, you have to stop being surprised that you and the communities you serve have done so well during the pandemic. Why did you doubt? Trust and expect that you have been and are now doing, paving the way for God's hopes and intentions for you and the church. I love that. And that's Paul's final advice in Philippians 2. He says, finally, beloved, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence and there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Keep on doing the things you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, Paul says, and the God of peace will be with you. The God of peace is with us, always, even to the end of the age. So lastly, I thank you for all of the ways that you have shared yourselves with the church family and with the community outside of the church walls, because remember, the body of Christ is bigger than just us. So press on. Rejoice in the Lord. Let God know what you're thinking and feeling, things that God already knows, but God loves to hear from you anyway. And rest in the Lord. Then repeat. Feel God's peace surround you. And I thank you for all that you do. Amen.